Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, he wasn't going to be with us for a couple hours, but we got our wires crossed. He's supposed to be on yesterday, so he'll be with us for an hour today. No fault of mine, he's just got a scheduling problem. He's coming to the United States, and I want to get him on when he's in the States for a couple hours from his hotel room. The events are coming up the 27th and 28th in Santa Clara, California, in Los Angeles at the Million Dollar Theater on the evening of Wednesday, October 1st. The website's davidicke.com, and that tells you who is with us for the next hour. In fact, I'm going to skip some breaks for Infowars.com stream listeners today because we only have an hour with him. I want to be able to give him as much time as possible to cover what's happening. He just stood for Parliament. His whole point was to educate people about how it was all a farce. He did that. I want to get the aftermath of that. I also, with David Icke, he's been for over a decade predicting this world financial collapse by design. No one is saying that, even though the IMF and World Bank documents from 2001, 2002 admit it's by design. And Joseph Stiglitz, Nobel Prize winner, came on here 2 days ago and said on air that, yes, basically this is engineered, as he said a few years ago on the show. So we've got David Icke about that and where he sees the future going. I mean, you know, they gear up the police state, they stage a terror attack to roll that out publicly, then they cause a financial implosion where people will be more apt to grovel to them in this modern system, believing that their masters will take care of them. So go to davidicke.com to find out about these rare appearances. He only comes here about once a year, or less sometimes, of David Icke. I mean, I'm tempted to go out there and see him. But I just don't have the time to do it. But if you live on the West Coast or anywhere out there, find out more at davidicke.com. David, it is a real pleasure to have you on with us. Go ahead, David. I had your phone faded down. It's good to have you here, David. Oh, we dropped him. You know what? Let's do this on the Genesis phone systems. I want Genesis to call him. See, that wasn't Cindy Sheehan that was getting disconnected. That's our phone system. That IP phone does that. It never ends. David, you're there?
I'm in, yeah.
Okay, good to have you back. You're coming to America.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm coming in the next a few days, and, you know, it really is a time when all of us have got to start talking louder than ever because this is moving on so fast.
Well, there's a quickening happening, and I don't know how soon you cut off there when we first got you on. The global financial meltdown, this is being engineered. We have their own documents.
Oh, absolutely. We've got our own one here today with the biggest mortgage lender in Britain, the Halifax Bank of Scotland, being taken over by Lords TSB. And then you've got a situation where you've got a merged company, Halifax and Bank of Scotland, being taken over now by another merged company, Lloyds and TSB. We're now in a situation where it's not just big fish taking over smaller fish. It's big fish being taken over by mega fish. And one aspect of this, Alex, is the rapid speed of, if you like, globalization, centralization of power in the banking system, as is being accepted here. This merger today, which is now giving this merged company 40% currently of British current accounts, would never have been allowed by the monopoly laws. But because of the problems this biggest mortgage lender has had and was going to collapse, that's all put aside. And now we have this mega banking operation. And as you say, it's moving so fast. And in the end, we're now seeing in our face what has always been the case. It's always been the case that a few have controlled the banking system, but they've used a stream of front names and masks. Now the mask is lifting. And we're seeing this this in front of our eyes now.
Well, you're absolutely right. The IMF and World Bank documents stated that they do this in third world countries, that they wanted to do this in the West. The, quote, bailout is the real theft because the elites already took the real assets out of the banks and then, yeah, and then leveraged them into other assets and then took those assets out into infrastructure and commodities. And now they're going to leave us holding the entire bag. Not to bail them out, but to get us into greater debt. We're going to skip this break with David Icke right now so we can have more time with him. Stay with us.
had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock, so it's a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The financial collapse that we are witnessing has been engineered. That's in the IMF and World Bank document plans. The Rothschilds in 1815, this is mainline history, knew that Napoleon had lost. They had their fast ships race across the channel hours before anybody else and say that Lord Wellington and the Austrians have lost. And then the stocks plunged by 98%, as we cover in my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And then they bought up the entire stock exchange and the brokerage houses and banking houses for pennies on the dollar. And it is the same thing with the five false pillars of these big brokerage houses and banks. They have done this by design, and now at the end of the Ponzi scheme, people think this is saving the economy or bailing it out. Treasury Secretary Paulson has even told Congress, you're not involved in this. And Congress says, but we're involved in funding. And they said, look, we have a private government now under the Federal Reserve. That's in the news. And so you have it all openly consolidating down to one system. And David Icke's going to be talking about how this has been engineered. He's been predicting this for more than a decade. And then we're going to get into how they want to also create World War III, global conflict, to create the fear so that they can sell the cashless society control grid. They have to destroy the dollar, destroy the pound, destroy the old order, while they've been building the new world order, this technological enslavement system enslavement grid, and now they have to get rid of the old so that the new can fully emerge. This is all on paper, not just our opinion. And so David's going to break all this down with us in the next 55 minutes that we have left with him. David Icke, please continue.
Well, you know, we've reached the point in this unfolding conspiracy to create this centralized global Orwellian state where it's broken the surface. I mean, for a long time, it was operating under the surface where people couldn't see it. But for it to become installed in place, it had at some point had to break the surface where people could actually see it. So this is a time of great challenge, but it's also a time of great opportunity because people more and more can't just go into denial and ask when the next game shows on, because this is now starting to impact on their lives. And I just got back from Croatia where the interest in this whole information that we put out is just took me aback. People are starting to wake up to it, and so there's a challenge. Yes, there is, but there's also an opportunity as people can see that what we've been saying is actually now happening. So those two things are going together, and in this, if you like, final run-in to this Orwellian imposition that they want, and is of course unfolding very, very fast all over the world, they're now throwing everything they can at us. They want to hit us from emotionally, financially, on all levels. And one of them, of course, is creating fear through finance, because money is what everyone is frightened of not having in this world where it is so important to choice and life and living and survival. But they're also going to hit us on the level of a third world war. I'm absolutely convinced, and have been for a very long time, they want a third world war involving North America, particularly Europe, Russia, and China. And this whole business in Georgia has been part of the moving of the chess pieces to advance that along the road to when it actually breaks out, and possibly involving the Middle East and Israel as a trigger. But it's a time when we've really got to reevaluate our lives and reevaluate our priorities and realize that we're facing not just a massive challenge for ourselves now, but an enormous challenge for our children and grandchildren.
That's right. If we don't say no now, they're going to be able, the New World Order social architects, you know, in their own textbooks going back 100 years ago, and the different PhDs that were put out from Germany and England on this, said they unfreeze societies with crisis and fear, because societies are normally rigid. People like the status quo. But they say it's a danger because they, when things are unfrozen, can mold things the way they want, but also the resistance can mold things. And so this is that window, the enemy's window, our window. That's why all of you have got to shine brighter than ever. What David was saying is that everything is yin and yang in this world, for every action an equal reaction. And so all over the world, 9/11 truth, everything is exploding like never before. The disinfo operatives are telling us it's all dead. They're panicking. You know, they're trying to tell us you've already lost, you will be assimilated, when we have a really big chance here. And talk about Orwellian, a sneak attack by the U.S. and Israel-backed, NATO-backed Georgia on these Russian enclaves, and talk about mind control. Our media comes and says Russia snuck attack. I mean, if that isn't Orwellian, please continue.
Well, the whole thing in Georgia came originally from the so-called People's Revolution there. And these People's Revolutions, these spontaneous people's protests, which led to the overturning of the regime in power, were invariably manipulated to bring that about. I mean, in Georgia, the so-called Rose Revolution, which involved in a high-profile way a man called Saakashvili, who then became the president, was funded by George Soros. Students were trained in large numbers in the art of civil disobedience and civil protest, which led to that. And so not only did the forces that control American society take advantage of the Georgian Revolution and turned it into yet another 51st state of the United States, they actually created the revolution in the first place. And this happened throughout.
And there's always
former Eastern European communist countries.
And David, there's always other layers. Meanwhile, Soros acts like he's against Bush, But then it turns out his funded group worked with the CIA and with Bush and McCain's advisor, who's Georgian. So, again, on the surface, they're fighting with each other, but behind the scenes, they're not. It's like Mary Madeline's and married to George Carville.
Exactly. And the thing is that I've seen people responding to this invasion of South Ossetia by Georgia and then the Russian response as if, hey, you know, the Americans have got to be crazy or whatever. Did they not realize Russia was going to respond like that? Of course they did. That's part of the game. It's causing this ratcheting up of the fear, the ratcheting up of the...
Yeah, that crashed the Russian stock market that was going up while ours was going down. Now theirs has been shut down for 2 days.
Yeah, I mean, these are all masks on the same face. It's a chessboard.
Order out of chaos.
Brzezinski even wrote about.
Yes.
It's a chessboard, and we're seeing the pieces moving around. And what I would say to people is if you think, you know, you don't like the world as it is now, well, it ain't going to stay like this. This is not the point where they wish to be and pitch their tent and say, okay, we've got control. They want to push this forward in a much more extreme way even than it is now, far more. And if it's bad now, what is it going to be like for our children and our grandchildren? They're going to have to live most of their lives in this Orwellian nightmare that is moving so fast.
They're not even going to live, David. They're not even going to live. In fact, you've written about this before I was even on the scene, but I want you to get into the population plan. Open UN biological diversity assessments. Open government plans, PDDs, State Department Memorandum 200, the Royal Commission on Population. It is, world government is only a means to an end. Let's talk about that end where they debate whether to kill 100% of the humans and then make themselves these cybernetic god creatures. That's not me, that's them, that's mainline. Or, and again, I'm not even saying that's real, that's what they believe. You know, David would say that it probably is. The point is that it's so wild what they write and say. The debate is kill everyone or kill 99% or kill down to 80%. David, talk about that. The end game, where this is going.
Well, the point I really want to get over is that, you know, I've been you know, with this for many, many years, as you have. And in the end, we as people listening to this show and all shows like it, we have got to move from just learning more and more and more about our own prison and how it works. That's important to know. It really is. We've got to get to the point now where we say, what the heck are we going to do about it? And we have to stop being divided and ruled by the fault lines of religion and class and income bracket and culture and country and realize that where we're going here. And the cell door is swinging. And we've just got a bit of time here to stop it crashing shut. But not if we just talk about it and shout about it. We've got to start getting organized and respond to this. And what we need is to stop cooperating with our own enslavement. We need mass peaceful non-cooperation with the system.
Here's one. Everybody.
Otherwise, we're building our own prison.
Everybody should put up a micro FM and carry radio shows like this. It's civil disobedience. We've got Northcom declaring martial law right here in the Army Times saying regular brigades of Army troops will be in the U.S. I agree. You'll put up micros to show the slaves their prison to unlock their minds. But us at a higher level, go to the city council, say, don't be part of this. Don't be part of martial law. David, how else do we not comply? I mean, what do we do when they put a camera up by our house?
Well, in the end, we have got to peacefully resist the imposition of this enslavement. And even on take a real simple level, in Britain now, you can get fined £75 for putting your trash can out on the on the wrong day. Now, instead of, and I hear it all the time, Alex, oh, what's the world coming to? Oh, I don't know, whatever next. I don't know, it's terrible, isn't it? And then they switch the game show on. We've got to start, all of us, whether we're Christian or Muslim or Jewish or whatever, because this prison is not for one group. It's for all of us who are not part of it.
And they play us off against each other to control us. Stay there. We're going to talk behind scenes for InfoWars.com.
Exactly, they do.
Stream listeners and PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. David Icke's coming to the U.S. Check it out at DavidIcke.com. Stay with us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, "It's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel." Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
David Icke, quite a rebel, certainly an icon when you talk about the awakening movement, the waking life that we're all living here. We're always honored to have him on with us. As things quicken, as things accelerate and get worse a lot faster, I want to have David on more and more, and we respect his time, but it's just great to have him here with us, because what he does is very important. He's been right about everything he's talked about coming true, and he gets people to really get outside the box in his own own way, very well spoken, and you know, comes at things from a great angle. So we love having David Icke with us, and he's coming to the United States in late September and early October. Check out more at davidicke.com. He'll be in California, three dates only, twice in Santa Clara on the 27th and 28th, and once in Los Angeles. Again, details at davidicke.com. David, of course, those will always sell out, folks. You better get tickets now. Don't wait for the last day and then whine and scream about it. That's part of the good thing. David can sell out 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 person ballrooms now. And you know, going back decades ago, maybe five people would show up. But that's because, and really, isn't that the power we have? Is that we saw it. Nothing special about us. We just saw behind the curtain a little bit earlier than other people, and have gone deeper down that rabbit hole. You know, probably deeper than me in some respects. And then so much of what we said came true exactly as we said it would. And so people are really paying attention now, David.
Yes, they are. And you know, but I just want to keep emphasizing, you know, with the major audience that we're back talking to now, that we really got to start moving from just understanding more about the game and the situation we face to doing something about it. There are billions of people being manipulated along this road. There are a relative handful of people at the core in full knowledge of what they're doing who are actually doing the manipulating. We do not have to go down this road if we wake up, first of all, to what's happening and then start to react to it. I remember, Alex, was a movie, an animated movie some years ago called A Bug's Life. For people who don't remember it, it was about a small group of grasshoppers who controlled through fear a massive group of ants on a place called Ant Island. And they got these ants all the year to gather food to give to the grasshoppers when they come once a year to fetch it. And there's one scene that was so encapsulating of what we're talking about here. The grasshoppers were in like their winter quarters in some tree or other, and they had all the food they needed. And the leader came along and said, "We've got to go now to Ant Island." And one of the smaller guys said, "Well, what do we have to go to Ant Island for? Yeah, we got all the food we need. We don't need that food. What do we need it for?" And then he stood up and he made a speech about the facts of life. If you are the few and you need to control the many. And what had happened in a previous scene is one ant, the last time they went to Ant Island to get the food, had stood up and challenged what they were doing and questioned what they were doing. And he said, basically, it's not about the food. It's about keeping them under control. And this was the line I remember. There's a few of us, basically, and there are enormous numbers of them. We need them more than they need us. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. What we need to do now, Alex, now we're gathering this understanding of what's happening, is to figure that out. We do not have to be controlled by the few when we are the vast majority. What happens is we're divided and ruled. We fight among each other on religion and politics and income bracket and culture and country and all these things.
And the enemy facilitates that, even in our own truth movements, patriot movements. They send in the people to create dissent who then stand back and go, I've not done anything. I'm being persecuted. So they get those fights going. So I think it's important to ignore those fights and move forward with issues. In fact, we played that clip many times here on air years ago. John Sievert's still on the computer. It's where he says, "Hey, boss, why do you care about one ant?" He goes, "Yeah, listen, right. They outnumber us 100-1, and if they ever figure that out, it's over for us."
Yeah, and that's what we need to figure out now. Because at the moment, what's happening, you've got this pyramid, you've got the few at the top who are doing it, you've got the vast majority at the bottom who are being manipulated, but also in that middle sector, you've got people who are fundamentally important to the agenda unfolding and playing out into society who don't know this, the extent of the game they're playing a part in. And they have children and they have grandchildren. I've talked to some in the last little while. And they're now starting to go, hold on a second, what are we actually installing here without realizing it? And if
That's
we
right.
can get to those people, the pyramid starts to malfunction.
Exactly. Stay there. David, well, let's continue behind the scenes for InfoWars.com, stream listeners only. We'll be right back for everybody else. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1.
But we're not puny little ants. We're human beings made in the image of the Creator. We are amazing, dynamic creatures. Stop groveling in the dirt for jewels and goblets and cars. Start caring about liberty and freedom. That's what generates all that wealth. That's why the enemies of freedom came here to take it over. The birthplace of modern liberty, England and the United States. The Rothschilds took over there in 1815 totally. And they've taken over here in 1913, and they're running us directly into the ground. David Icke, from the behind-the-scenes folks that were listening at InfoWars.com and watching on PrisonPlanet.tv, you started telling a story of landing in Croatia, and it was like you were at a spaceport. It's the same thing. I'm sent photos every day in Russia, in Germany, in Czech Republic, in Japan, bridges with InfoWars.com on it, Australia. And then I go on Russian TV, Iranian TV, other foreign TV. Japanese TV comes and interviews me, and it's like they're falling over themselves, going, oh, everyone loves you in our country. Oh, everyone is waking up to the New World Order. May I have your autograph? And it's It's presenters on TV. And I'm just one guy in this, so I can't imagine what happened to you in Croatia. Tell us about it.
Well, it was just incredible. I mean, you know, you put this information out, and then you put more information out the next day, and the more information out the next day. You don't really understand where it actually goes and the rate that it's picked up around the world. And I went into Croatia and not knowing what to expect. And like I said, I didn't know whether I'd landed at an airport or a space station, because it was like a different planet, you know. And what it was, Alex, it was a glimpse of what could be and would be, but for the suppression of information in the mainstream media. Because I was on the mainstream television with being interviewed by mainstream journalists that read my stuff and are aware of the information. I was in the main Sunday newspaper, two pages about the information, in which the writer said, having seen it put together, I think it's right. I think there is a global conspiracy. I think this is happening. Mainstream journalist. I was in their version of Time magazine called Globus magazine. Again, three pages about this information. And I was just everywhere, and not because of me, but because the information, people are just can't get enough of it, because once people start to see the dots connected, this apparently bewildering, confused, impossible to fathom
makes
world
total sense.
Starts to make sense. At the risk of being repetitive, we really have those people who have woken up have really now got to turn their minds to what are we going to do about it.
And they've got to realize
ourselves every day.
And they've got to realize
every day, what have we contributed today to bringing an end to this move, this enormously quickening move now to this Orwellian state, and what have we done to inform more people of what's going on? Because there's nothing more important and this information, because if we don't sort this out, everything goes, everything ends, and we've really got to focus on what do we do rather than just learning more about it.
Well, I just want to repeat what you were saying, but another way. This is the time, folks. This is the window for the enemy and for humanity. This is it, and it's only going to intensify for the next decade, and then that's going to decide the future destiny of humanity. We are at the crossroads. They try to use fake Christianity to neutralize the majority of Christians, to think it's the, you know, there's nothing you can do, the devil's coming, don't warn anybody, just wait to be raptured. That is designed to make you sit out. They get the Buddhists to sit out, thinking, you know, it's all the will of the singularity of the universe. They, you know, all these mainline religions, and I'm not attacking them, I'm saying what the New World Order's done with them is turn them into excuses to lay there and lay down and take it. You need to be active in this one time to live, in this key time that we are alive. And what David Icke is saying is absolutely true. The power you have right now with blogs and emails and calling into shows and talking to people on the street and picketing and going to city council and saying no to the system and making little internet films or big internet films, the power that, you know, so many well-to-do people who sat on the sidelines and said, I'm going to see what happens. I know you're right about this, but I'm going to see what happens. Before we went to break, David, you brought up a key area. People in the middle and upper strata of the New World Order are going, my God, they really do plan to kill 80% or more. My God, they really are putting sodium fluoride in the water to brain damage people. My God, they really are. And it's all coming out. And so people are really starting to find out in the system. What do they do? What's your advice to not just the grassroots, but say a police captain?
This is a key area, because you've got the pyramid, you've got the few at the top who are doing it in full awareness, and then you've got the mass of the people in society at the bottom. But between those points, you've got this, if you like, middle management of the pyramid, which is absolutely essential to installing the agenda that's dictated from above, but doesn't have the full picture, and often very little of the picture of how the pieces fit and what they're actually contributing to. And they have children and grandchildren who are going to have to live and face the consequences of them doing nothing. And so, like I say, in the last little while, I talked to some of these people, and they've gone, hold on a second, I think I've realized what I've been contributed to all this time. Now, this is the level that if they start to rebel, if they start to refuse, if they start to question, if they start my goodness me, to speak out publicly and say, I know this is happening because I'm on the inside, and I can tell you this, if they start to do that, then a massive spanner is thrown in the works, because you're talking about a few people in full knowledge who are manipulating, and they have to manipulate the population to manipulate and control each other and to imprison each other. And if those people, those key levels of management, if you like, start to refuse to do that, start to speak out, refuse to impose ludicrous laws that come straight out of Nazi Germany, then the system can't function. And if the people at in mainstream society who are not in those positions also start to get together on a mass campaign of civil disobedience and refusal to cooperate with their own enslavement, then the whole thing starts to fall apart, because there's a few of them and there's an enormous amount of us, and we need to stop asking, are you a Christian? Are you a Muslim? I won't take you seriously if you're not. And all this nonsense, which is putting all of us in the same prison cell. I tell you what, when we're in a prison cell and the doors slam shut and there's guards all around, let's have a debate about who's got the right religion, shall we? Let's have a debate with our children whose very thoughts are being controlled by them about what religion they should follow, or whether they should vote for this person or that person, or whether this country's better than another. Let's start to grow up, because if we don't, this is the road we're going down. But if we do, it's a house of cards, this whole thing. It's a house of cards. And who's holding it together? We are. We need to stop. And when we do, it will fall. But not unless we do.
Well, it is your capacity and others' capacity to empathize that leads to greater knowledge. People that only care about themselves think that they're winning or having some big victory as they covet something in the dark corner. But empathizing, when you start caring about other people, and when you see their abuse as your abuse, and when you see an Iraqi child with their legs blown off, and you empathize, that could be my child, and you start standing up against that crime, it's that idea and that idea put into action that brings liberty and freedom. It's the idea, oh, they're subhuman, kill them, that will bring death and destruction to your own children. Because if you let evil...
I'll tell you what, Alex, I'll tell you one thing that would change this world overnight because of all that would come from it. If everybody or vast numbers of people stop making decisions on situations they face every day on the basis of what's right for me, and start to ask the question when they're making decisions on their action, what is right? If we do what is right, then we stand up for the injustice against others, even if we're not affected by it. If we have a situation, this is how it works. I hear people say, well, I'm not bothered about his freedom of speech, but don't agree with him. I mean, if one person does not have the freedom to express their freely chosen a view, then none of us do, because everything else after one person loses that right is not the right to freedom of speech. It's the right to conform within the limits of what is acceptable to say. So one person loses their freedom of expression, we all lose it. And one person is targeted by these fascists, then we all need to stand with them, whether we agree with them, whether we like them, whether they're a different religion, a different color, it doesn't matter. We need to come together and stop
absolutely
these fault lines of divide and rule, because that's the way it's done. And we stop doing it, the whole agenda comes under tremendous pressure, because it can't function and it can't play out.
Now, David, we've talked about the awakening, people taking action, a lot of solutions today, and we're going to have you back up in the next month if you can do it, to get more into that in some of your new books and videos that are out, available at davidicke.com. But I wanted to spend some time on the enemy's agenda and their program. They're having a meeting in Europe, in Brussels today, with the Chinese government's proposal. This is in the Associated Press and on the UN's website, and with the NSA, to decide on a global standard how to enforce Internet ID, where you're tracked and traced, and so they can turn your Internet ID off if they don't like the post you're making. So a universal ban. Because now if they restrict YouTube or Google or something, people just move to other sites and those become popular. They want to be able to universally ban and control. They openly say they're bringing an Internet to and blocking most IPs and blocking most websites. There's hundreds of ways they're attacking. Comcast, Time Warner, blocking in many cities now, in many systems, down to just a few thousand sites you can visit from billions. I mean, it's happening. It's not in the realm of gonna come, might happen. It's now here. They are moving. YouTube is implementing the bill that hasn't even passed the Senate yet to restrict anything basically criticizing the government. 9/11 Truth has been listed as to be banned on the web. I mean, you can't make this up. It's in the bill. They showed 9/11 Truth next to Al-Qaeda in Congress in videos they showed. Architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, they're so scared of those scholars. How do we protest and demonstrate and boycott Time Warner Cable? Even if and people say, well, they're not blocking IPs yet or blocking webs addresses in Austin or Dallas. It's only in areas of South Texas or areas of Canada. They're beta testing. You boycott them all now and let them know you're doing it because of this. You educate the public. You explain that. I mean, what are your ideas to save the internet?
Well, exactly. The one thing we can do is when these people impose these things, we just move away from them. Because what you're describing is what we have in Britain when the government says we're having a trial. And when the government says we're having a trial, you know, actually, this is what's coming next for everybody. They have trials of all different things to do with this Orwellian agenda. Oh, it's just a trial. We've had a trial recently in terms of tracking car speeds over a period of many, many miles instead of on one camera as you pass it.
And let me stop you.
It was obvious the trial was going to become universally introduced, and that's what they've now announced they're going to do.
David.
It's at the point of the trial we need to jump in and start resisting it, not when the whole thing's a fait accompli.
Well, I mean, I was about to say, when it's corporate propaganda, because everything is phrased like, it's no big deal, it's just a trial, doesn't affect anyone, don't worry, and then a year later, everybody's got to do it. Remember, it was just a trial 5 years ago with transponders taxing people in London. Now they're doing it and taxing you at, £5-6 per way. Oh, it's just a trial to make people take satellite systems in their cars that remote control them and call the police when you speed. And now England wants to make it the law. Drivers could have speed limit by satellite devices. It was just a trial in 5 U.S. airports to have scanners that look through your clothes and record your naked body. Now it's going in 200, all the big 214, all the major airports, and now they announced yesterday they're going to put it on the streets of America looking through your clothes. I mean, my God, it's just a trial, David.
Yeah, it's just a trial. And this is what I call the totalitarian tiptoe, although it's not even the totalitarian tiptoe anymore. It's a totalitarian sprint. This is coming in so fast. And this is another point that I would say to people. I did make the point last time we talked. People need to open their minds to the bigger picture of what's behind this, too, because when you look at the scale, the interconnected detail of all these different aspects of society and life and emotion and mind and all of it is being brought into this. It's not a group of dark suited men sitting around a table working this out. There is a vast, vast conspiracy behind this, which is coordinating it all. And George Bush and Barack Obama and Gordon Brown are light years down the pyramid from the level it's coming out of and the scale of technological advancement that is behind it. And we need to open our minds to the fact that, this is above governments and it's above the people we see in the public arena. We've got to get really in the shadows before we're going to ever understand what the forces behind this that plays out through these people but doesn't originate with them.
Well, we know the tax-free foundations and congressional hearings design, have think tanks for every little aspect. Then they have these literal statistical and organizational geniuses who put it all together. But you're right. Then when you look at it, then you find out they're all occultists at the highest level of the pyramid. They're all into blood sacrifice. And we're not making this up, folks. This is mainstream. It comes out here and there. Richard Nixon talked about the homosexual orgies at Bohemian Grove. That's on tape, Harper's Magazine. I mean, there's a level at the top. They believe they are communicating with entities. And that's where me and David, David's deep down the rabbit hole. I just go with what I can prove. But bottom line, David Icke on one side, the good guy side, and then the bad guys on the other dark side, they all believe they are under the control of entities.
Yeah, and you know, I was talking earlier today about the Rothschilds. Their name used to be called Bauer, and the Bauer family in Europe was a notorious, what they call, a cult family. It was deeply into the black magic arts, and of course, the black magic is just the negative use of knowledge of how energy and consciousness works. And these people are really behind their banking front and their dark suit and tie front. These people are deep black magicians who have, in effect, cast a spell on the human collective mind. And that's why we talk about people need to wake up.
And by the way,
from that trance.
Look at all the Hollywood people with Kabbalah all over them. And then we always said 10, 15 years ago that Madonna's concerts were rituals. And then she came out 2 years ago and said, yes, they've always been. These are black magic rituals, basically.
The thing is, we've got a conscious mind, which we obviously are consciously aware of all the time. And we've got a subconscious mind that we're not consciously aware of by definition. And these black magic arts and rituals
they know
are
how to program.
Speaking to the subconscious mind. That's their aim. And it's programming eventually as it filters through the conscious mind's perception of reality. And all these structures like religion and all these institutions of belief and all these rigid belief systems that people have, they're all part of this imposition of a wall around our sense of possibility and our sense of what's happening and the nature of life itself.
Okay.
And if you can put someone in a mind prison called rigid, unyielding belief.
David, stay there.
We got a break.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day
that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse?
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question.
Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become
property of the New World Order.
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1.
Your own personal Jesus.
He did a great talk at Oxford that I've seen. Someone really shot beautifully. Excellent presentation. Get that DVD at DavidIke.com. Just came out. Really interesting information. Very thought-provoking. That's what matters. Getting you outside the box, then outside the other box, then outside the next box you're in. David, finishing up, you were bringing up, before we went to that break, getting people to take the blinders off, literally, and just open their minds up and what that does. Continue.
The ancient Greek philosopher Socrates is quoted as saying, wisdom is knowing how little we know. And I always work with that because, you know, in the vastness of forever, all possibility exists. And if we shut our minds from that by rigid beliefs that construct a limitation of what's possible, then we're operating on a fraction of our own potential and also a fraction of the knowledge and awareness that's available of who we are and the nature of what we're experiencing. So it doesn't mean that you open your mind and you say, I'll believe anything. It's quite not that at all. But it's opening to the possibility instead of a reflex action. No, I'm not going there. That can't be true because it's against my belief system. And there's this psychological state which explains so much about behavior, which is called cognitive dissonance. And it's a stress state and an unease state that people go in when their belief and their experience or information they come across are contradicting each other. Now, what the few people do is they look at the information and the experience and they say, hold on a second, I've got to have another look at my beliefs here because in the light of what I'm experiencing and seeing. And that is great because cognitive dissonance, then you it's about bringing the contradictions together into a whole. Then you can move forward and your belief changes in the light of new information. But what most people do when they go into this cognitive dissonance state is that they're a prime motive is to preserve the belief system.
That's right. In fact, they have invested, like Bill Hicks said, I put a lot into this ride. Don't you tell me it doesn't matter.
Exactly that. And what they then do, and you see this all the time, is they then concoct stories. They lie to themselves to bring together an explanation of what they're experiencing and seeing and learning to make sure the belief system is retained.
They're delusional.
And that's when you get things like, oh, no, we've got to go to war to bring peace. Or, we've got to have some of our freedoms taken away so that we can protect our liberties. This is cognitive dissonance lying to itself or causing people to lie to themselves to protect the belief system.
Have you ever...
Belief systems need just to not control us anymore. Let's look at the evidence. Let's look at what we're seeing, and let's come to conclusions based on that, not preconceived idea that the priest told us or the politician told us or the guy at the college told us.
Have you ever seen my film, Terror Storm?
Sorry, Alex, my phone's gone funny. I didn't hear that.
Did you ever see my film, Terror Storm? Because
well, now you're still jumping around.
Okay.
Courtesy, what's wrong with the line here?
Okay, can you hear me, David?
No, I'm losing about every other word. I don't know what suddenly made that happen.
Okay, well, who knows?
I'll cut you now.
Okay,
cut you now.
You can hear me.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen my film Terror Storm?
I've looked at it a little bit, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's the part where the woman at the fruit shop outside says, I want to give up my liberty for freedom. And I said, but liberty and freedom are the same thing. She's like, no, they're not. So, we talk about doublethink. I won't give it my liberty for freedom. David Icke in the final 5-minute segment with him, then Bob Chapman, detailed analysis of the engineered economic implosion that is happening. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.